with just 1 to 3 turbines.
But it really does not provide for one of these wind farms with hundreds of turbines on tens of thousands of acres. That's something that our ordinance only would allow in the heavy industry zoning district, which again, I would never recommend the county board rezone tens of thousands of acres of our best prime farmland to heavy industry just to provide for a wind farm.
Hall says after the zoning board conducts a hearing on the new ordinance, it will take 2 to 3 months to work through the language, meaning the Champaign County Board couldn't approve it until summer. He confirms that some energy development companies want to locate in Champaign County, but county officials not only need to move quickly on an ordinance, but make sure it's well-crafted when they're approached by energy companies. There's been a settlement reached with one of the victims of a former Urbana grade school teacher who's now imprisoned for sexually abusing students. The family of one of John White's former students has settled claims against the Urbana School District for $300,000. A document with that figure was filed in court this morning by Champaign lawyer Steve Amjad, who refused further comment. There was no lawsuit filed on behalf of this student, but the settlement still must go through the court since the girl is a minor. Several lawsuits have been filed in Champaign and McLean County on behalf of other students of White's. He's serving a 60-year prison sentence. Both parties in the Illinois Senate expect to decide on new leaders soon. But in the meantime, those vying for the top jobs are in full campaign mode. Sean Crawford reports.
The elections involving the public might be over, but senators are now turning their attention to a more private affair in which the two caucuses decide who will lead them. Senate President Emil Jones, a Democrat, is retiring from the Illinois legislature, and Republican leader Frank Watson is stepping down from that post as he recovers from a recent stroke. A half dozen or more Democrats are making a push to be Senate president. One of them is Lake County lawmaker Terry Link. To get the job, they need 30 votes in the chamber, and Link says it's still an open race.
Let's put it this way. Nobody's near 30 right now. We will be discussing this as mature adults.
The leadership fight has the potential to fracture working relationships going forward. Republicans are also undecided on their choice. On their first day back to Springfield for the fall session, senators on both sides of the aisle spent their time huddling with colleagues in an effort to shore up support. Both Republicans and Democrats say the choices could be made as early as next week, although the new leaders won't officially assume those roles until January. I'm Sean Crawford.
About 100 Indiana National Guard troops returned home after 9 months in Iraq by marching through Indianapolis International Airport's new terminal. The members of the 76th Infantry Brigade Combat Team arrived at the airport this morning, the first full day of operation for the new $1 billion terminal. About 400 family members and friends greeted the soldiers as a military band played. The soldiers' flight was originally scheduled to land yesterday to coincide with the Veterans Day ribbon-cutting ceremony, but their plane was delayed by mechanical problems. The troops will go to Camp Atterbury for several days of debriefing before returning home. It's 4:33.
WILL programs are made possible by HigherEdJobs.com, listing open faculty and administrative positions at colleges and universities across the U.S. Online at www.HigherEdJobs.com.
Now here's Mike Solo with weather.
Thanks, Jim. It's still 48 degrees on Friends Plaza, cloudy sky, and a little bit of very light drizzle across Champaign County right now. Heavier precipitation off to the south and east of us from just south of Danville all the way down into southern Illinois around the Mount Vernon area. Looks like the heaviest rain is going to continue to work its way to the east, and that would cover the southern third of Illinois and about the southern half of Indiana. Western Illinois, they're starting to see, well, the clouds not really breaking out, but they are thinning up a little bit. The heaviest cloud cover now stretches from just around St. Louis to Chicago, with northwestern and west central Illinois into a thinner layer of clouds, but still overcast across the entire two-state area. We have a low-pressure area off to the west of us, and that's going to help to spin up some southerly winds that will strengthen and help to warm us up tomorrow back to above-average temperatures. And again, on early, at least early in the day on Friday, above average conditions. But then we start to see a return of very cold, windy conditions with the rain that'll be around over the next couple days, changing over to some snow showers for Friday night and occasional flurries into Saturday. For tonight, cloudy with a few showers, mainly during the evening, patchy fog in the Champaign-Urbana area with a low of 50. 43 degrees. The wind out of the south at 6 to 12 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy, breezy, warmer tomorrow. The high 57. The wind out of the southwest at 12 to 24 miles per hour. Showers possible or showers likely, and perhaps a thunderstorm tomorrow night. The low 46. Then periods of rain early on the day and Friday with turning windy and colder during the afternoon. The high 53 all the way down to a low of 29 with the rain showers changing to snow showers Friday night and a high of only 34 degrees on Saturday.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Lawmakers are expected back in Washington next week for a lame duck session, and top Democrats say a priority will be keeping the big three automakers from going under. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants what she calls limited and emergency assistance for the auto companies. She's looking for such money to come from the $700 billion bailout fund. But that is not what Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson wants to do. Here's NPR's David Wellner.
House